Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
You said it, girl.
Yeah.
Break it up.
We share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate. We give, showing others how to live. We care and share with love all through the land.
Well, hello out there. It is Vine for Monday. I know that each and every one of you had a wonderful, wonderful weekend. There's a lot of stuff going on out there. You know, this is the first day of the week, Vine for Monday. The first day of August, the wonderful month. For the Leos, is this a happy birthday? And you know, those Leos are something else out there. So we just going to say happy birthday to all the August-born kings and queens out here. You know, it's all of us. And we some loving, kind, and great people. But you know, you don't want to allow yourself to be under pressure. The courage not to bow to pressure. The courage to stand alone. The courage to speak up, speak out, and speak with authenticity, remaining level-headed. That is your badge of honor, representing a great human being. So we have to have the courage out there. And, you know, you don't have to worry about them mama and papa and baby lions out there, because they are some courageous, courageous, heartfelt, honest individuals. Our topic today is powerful. And I posted out the moon because the moon is spending lots of energy out there. It has powerful energy. And we want you to open up your eyes and be aware of your power. Tiffany Wynn and I are going to come on with us and give us some information. We're going to be short and brief. But again, I'm going to play this song for all the August-born babies, daddies, mamas, all the Leos out there, the mama lions, because this is what we like to do. Welcome.
Walking on a wire, running out of
like I said, we're going to be short and sweet over here today. But, you know, the moon went into Leo. I'm just talking to all my fellow Leos, lionish and lions out there. It went into Leo. You know, we're not experts here, but we do like to share things with you and give you some stuff to think about. And that happened July 28th. Now Mercury is going into Virgo. That Mercury is about focus, discernment, communicate. And that's Venus, Mercury, and Mars. Those planets are out there moving, okay? And because it's such a triad going out there, you're going to feel a little jittery, you know, because we're very, very sensitive beings here. Tune and Pluto. It's going to be a power struggle. You're going to get some mixed messages out there. So you'll have everything coming at you, okay, because it's a lot of powerful energy moving, and we are very, very sensitive to that. So I'm going to share this with you. We want you to find ways to ground yourself, channel that energy, you know, do something spiritual, musical, painting, being outdoors, you know, doing whatever you enjoy doing, going writing in the sand. For all of you crystal lovers out there who believe in the chakra stones that Stephanie Haynes always mentions with us when we're talking about our chakra series, go purchase some crystals. And you want to take your time making decisions, okay? Because when that energy is moving out there, you can trigger real quickly. But what you want to be mindful of is do not get pulled into negativity. You don't want to go there. Don't go there. Because, you know, when we move and we have to clear it up, clean it up, and straighten it up. And we just don't want to exert that type of energy right now because, like I said, it's real powerful. And around August 11th, you can release and let go. All of the stuff is coming back to you, okay? You're going to have some memory sessions, okay? Some deja vu sessions back there. But on August 11th, you want to release it and let go. And start anew. Now, like I said, we're not experts here, but I just wanted to share a little bit of that with you, and I'll come back and tell you what happens when Mars moves into Leo. But up until that, let's just listen to some music. Hopefully, Miss Tiffany Wynn and I will be able to come on and join us briefly. You know, on Monday is not a good day, and meetings always start in the beginning of the week, but we rock and roll and make it happen. So sit back and relax to Mindful Monday. That's right. It is people that make the world go around, and we must be mindful of each other out here. You know, everybody's going through whatever they're going through. Some people express it. Some people don't. Some people hold it in. But we have to make sure that we dig a little bit deeper and have some more humility, have some concern, and have a caring attitude. It's not good, you know, from one day to the other. There's something else going on out there, and I'm a monkeypox. I'm looking at San Francisco up north. I love the Bay Area, you know, and they're going in for a state of emergency because that stuff is rising up there. Now, it's to my knowledge, and I know you've been listening to it too, you know, it's on surfaces, and it's basically with men having sex with men, and it affects the children. So far, okay, so now there's other vaccines that are going to be coming in here. Yeah, it's just a never-ending, exciting thing that we're going through here, event after event after event. But, you know, life isn't always smooth. If it were, we would never grow and develop as human beings. If we succeed, we are envied. If we fail, we are ridiculed and attacked. Sadly, this is how people are. Unexpected grief and suffering may lie ahead of you, but it is precisely when you encounter such trying times that you must not be defeated, never give up, and never retreat. That's from one of my mentors. And that's the way I live my life over here. So, you know, it's about sharing and caring, and no matter what, you just roll over, pick up that football, and keep on going. Because at the end of the day, all you have is you. So I don't know about you guys, but, you know, going into meditation, I write in my journal every day. I have to think about the things that I did today so I won't do the wrong things tomorrow. So I like to journal. So whatever it takes for you to unwind and keep yourself in balance, do that. That's what we're here for. We're all individuals. We're all different. So we don't see things. We don't feel things. We don't express things the same way. So you cannot get upset out there when someone's not thinking like you, okay, because we're individuals. That is the word. It's all fruit in a bowl. Apples, oranges, bananas, peaches. They're all fruit when you look at that fruit bowl. But they all have a different texture, nutritional value. And they do different things, but yet and still they're all fruit. So when you see that mixed up fruit bowl with them cherries and blueberries and blackberries out there, you know, the best thing to do is just sit back and have some humility and put them in a blender and make for a real, real happy, happy smoothie. I don't think Miss Tiffany with the eye is going to be able to break away from her session, but we understand that. So we just going to carry us out here. And I want you to be mindful, first of all, of you, and be caring and sharing of others. We love you. We're going to take it on out. Love you.
Day, you will hear me say that I will never.
see, we have one of our diamonds that got away from that strenuous meeting of strategizing, caring, and sharing, and getting the job done. We have Miss Tiffany with an eye. She came in with us, guys, so she's going to give us some information. Tiffany, you got away. Thank you so much. We wasn't sure over here. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. I was like, oh, my God, I have to be back at a certain time to do this show, and it ran a little overboard. I was like, hopefully I make it. I'm running upstairs, you know, not taking the elevator, trying to get to you guys. But thank you so much for having me. It is Monday, Mindful Monday. And it's such a good Monday.
Yes, let me give you a summation here. I kind of like let them know, you know, what was happening out there. You know, I told them we weren't, specialists over here, but I kind of like gave them some information on that moon and all that power and this powerful energy that we're going through here. And I sort of let them know that, you know, that it's a triad out there. So Neptune, and it's going to be power struggles and mixed messages. So to please ground yourself and channel your energy in a spiritual mirror, musician. Use music, painting, being outdoors. Go purchase some crystals if you're into changing your chakras. But you want to take time to make decisions, because at this time, with that powerful energy moving, and especially for us Leos, August-born children, we trigger real quickly. And so we have to really, really stay grounded so that we don't get pulled into others' negativity. But if we can hold on through this till about August 11th, from what I'm seeing here, we can release all of that stuff and just start that greatness over new. So I did give them a little bit of insight on that. I don't know if you have some information for us or which way you want to go, however you want to care and share. It's on you. We got a few minutes here.
Well, you know what I'm seeing, and I'll just take it from a creative aspect. I think what you said is where we are. I a lot of it that I've seen and researched has been, you know, August is going to be a great time. It's going to be a very prosperous time for most. But again, like we say, we're no experts, and go into your own sign and get your own chart and find out your placements, because, you know, the houses represent different things. But it, overall, August is supposed to be a great month, you know. And I feel that, you know, with all the creative endeavors, this is a time to do it. I'm just feeling a lot of creative energy, a lot of, like, whatever you wanted to do, you didn't get done. You know, things are coming back. Maybe it wasn't the appropriate time, like 8 months ago, 10 months ago, or any time in the past. It is coming back. It can come back for you to revisit, and it be a better situation for you, a better opportunity, a better endeavor. And, you know, when we create, that's how creativity is. We can, you know, put the signal out there, so to speak, and, you know, get the okay that it's good to do. But then, you know, sometimes when you create it, the moments are not good. You know, you might present it at a time when it's not good, but at least the seed's out there. And I'm just feeling a lot of creative energy. I'm just, you know, with all the arts. You know, I was looking at a documentary for photography, and, you know, all the photographers that they interviewed, the one main thing that they said that they didn't know how they captured what they captured in the lens. But it was so magical, and they all knew it was very, very magical. And art is so, so important, because those magical moments can't be gathered or conceived in an environment that's technical. When you look through that lens, those people are capturing people, they're capturing moments, they're capturing experiences, and the photography was so prolific, it was beautiful. And so, you know, if anyone's out there creating anything, this is a time to do it. But creativity is something that, you know, you know when you capture it. Like, you know, sometimes I'll get on the show and I will kind of search for something, because I'm just coming from, like, dealing with a situation that may not have been too positive. And then when I get in the rhythm of it, because I'm really channeling in the energy to create something or give the audience something, it's those magical moments that you can't even explain because you don't even know how you did it. And creativity,
right, right.
There's no formula to it, you know? It just happens. But even after you capture the magic, you kind of stay there. You stay in that magical moment. And I remember one of the reference was a guy who did some national environmental photography, and he started with glaciers. And he was just saying, you know, he would be in those moments. He couldn't explain it, but he stayed in them. You know, it's just that it's that interaction between you, the lens, what you're, you know, how you're capturing that situation, how you're capturing the people. You know, all these arts are so, so very important. Performing arts, visual arts, you know, photography, which is part of a visual art. Any of the arts are so important because that's your connection to your higher self. And,
Yes. You
know, we are always told not to connect with our higher self. And I think we're coming into a time where connecting to the higher self is essential. It's a must. Because no one knows what direction to go in, and a lot of creativity is going to be, you know, demanded in this time. Like, we have to have it. We don't have anything. You know, you look at the shows, the television shows, the movies. Some of this is this old stuff coming back, and everyone's like, okay, well, I've seen that. How many times can you redo something to make it popular or you know, make money from it? But there's so many things out there, and I just want to encourage the audience, all those people who are very creative, because you and I talk about creativity all the time. You talk about the performing arts. You talk about the youth. And to encourage people to just, you know, create. You are human beings connected to the Creator. What a beautiful, how beautiful that is, and to be able to create moments for human beings at in a time such as this. You don't know if you're a photographer, if that picture is going to mean something to someone who actually views it. It might be telling a story to you, but it could be telling a story to somebody else, and they interpret it a different way that brings healing to them. So the arts are very, very healing, and I just want to encourage all those who are listening, who are, you know, planning to do something creative, especially in this month, I just say go for it and don't listen to any negativity, you know, stay focused. But it's just a wonderful thing to create. I think that's what I'm mindful of today. And I just love the ability to create from concept and make it into reality.
I love it. I love it because, and you know, you're just making me smile over here, and I'm bullet pointing over here. I'm saying be creative and make magic because it's all magical. And, you know, some people say magic is only an illusion. Well, no, it's not an illusion. It's coming from within you. Now, are you an illusion? And regarding the arts, they're there for you to connect to your higher self. And it's very, very healing. I work with youth and, you know, when I pitch and talk to others about the importance of music for young adults, for any adult, really. And I said, I know we speak of the science and the math and all of that, but do you know music is science? Music is math, okay, because you have to count. What do you think those beats are? And you have to be able to stay focused when you're participating in groups and drill dances. Any group that you're in, you have a responsibility. So that teaches you more responsibility. That lets you know, as far as a young adult, that people are relying on you. You know, when I started in band, I started young. And I couldn't be a cheerleader. I was too puffy. So all of my sisters could play woodwinds and strings. I could not play anything, and I couldn't understand that. So I said, I'm going to get in a band. So I said, I'll join the band, and I'll be a drummer. I walked up in there, and that band director gave me a drum pad and a book and some sticks and said, learn those rudiments. That was a shock, right? So after I got in the beginner's band, and I will never forget, that was a female drummer. She was a senior. She was leaving. And then he moved me after he moved me on the bass drum. And he said, okay, you cannot miss a beat. because this is the heart of this operation. And I don't know what I was beating, but I know I darn sure had to count, because he said if you miss a beat, the band will die. You are the heartbeat. So that's how it started off. But because he was such a beautiful director, I could read. So then I could read, but I could not play those, cadences like the guys, but I was a concert snarist. I could read, okay? And just how that stemmed out from that, but that taught me the responsibility. That taught me, so whenever I'm in an organization or working with a group, I always consider myself as being the bass drum. And if I miss a beat, this thing will die, okay? So when I speak with adults about the importance of music and how it is healing, and as you say, it's creative, all of it is creative, I always remind them. And my last question to them, when I get stone faces, you know, that's not quite getting it, I like to ask them the question, I tell you what, would you like your child to pick up a piccolo or a pistol? And then they look real funny. But that's the question that I leave with them. I want you to go think about it, because it's needed. It is healing. We have to have it. Arts in any form is creative. I was looking at something today. My friend goes back and forth to Africa, but they're back. And they're at some center in Pasadena. I have to get more information about it. But they're dealing with food. It's about food and art. And this has come about since the pandemic, you know, and I cannot wait to go and see this exhibit, because just reading about it, it is exciting. You know, where did they go with this? So you're absolutely right. Your arts connect you with your higher self, which most persons have told you you didn't have a higher self, but I climb up and let my, I go to my high place every day. Okay, sometimes if I'm in a situation and you're talking to me, I just take on off and get on my spaceship, okay? And you you think I'm standing up there listening to you, but I'm floating in the universe, okay? Me and that golden chariot out there. But it is very important that we connect with our higher self and keep ourselves balanced, because most individuals, they don't want you to connect to your higher self, okay? They want you to stay to their self so they can tell you and have you doing what they think you should do. But when you deal with your higher self, you listen to you, and therefore your creativity comes about. And as you say, the timing, it's all about timing. So we're going back now. August is a great month, and you know us Leos love it, okay, because, you know, a Leo is a remarkable human being. They're all remarkable out there, but since I'm a Leo, I'm going to brag on myself. I'm a different kind of Leo, but I'm a real Leo, okay? And most of the things that you read about, unless you dig deep and do your research, they're just on the surface. But as you say, you have your chart done, know your houses, know where you are. It's nothing like knowing who you are, then therefore it helps you deal with others better, okay? Now, you don't have to be an expert at it. Just open your eyes and be aware of you and what's around you so that you can direct and help others do the same thing. If we all come together and have those type of that wisdom and stuff, it's just, see, wisdom is invisible, and it can only be gauged by one's conduct and behavior. That's the only way you can gauge wisdom. It's invisible. But if we work on ourselves first, take care of ourselves first, get out and care and share with others out there, we'll all be able to pull through this. Wouldn't you say, Tiffany, whether I see it, I strategize it, I change it, I get it done, and I complete it. That's why I call you Tiffany Winner. I'm so glad that you could get with us. You know, we had to carry it through because I wasn't quite sure. But I am so glad that you got back. I hear you breathing over there, and you had to run up the steps and didn't get on the elevator. I hear you. But I can let you know we appreciate you to the highest over here, because it's all about dependability. It's all about collaboration. It's all about it takes all of us to get it done, because, you know, we're sponsored by community unification and collaborations, nonprofit organization that has nothing but advisors and consultants, but they move only on the need. See, nothing can be done unless you find out what's needed. Great organization. Keep your ears open out there. They'll be doing some remarkable things. Listeners, we'll keep you posted. We move low and slow, but just get ready. Hold on to the doorknobs out there because of this energy and all this powerful stuff that's moving out here. Pick up a book. Read a horoscope. Get into you so that you can understand what is up around you. It all starts with you. And on that note, Tiffany, when I give us that self-care, and we're going to call it a day because we short and sweet over here.
Well, you know I'm a big advocate for self-care. You know, I'm just going to say, today I was out and, you know, as we're still in this situation that we are, still enjoy life, but, you know, be careful, cognizant of other people. The protocols might not be the same as they were once before, but take care of yourself, rest when you need to rest, and just, you know, enjoy life. Life is to be enjoyed, and we need to realize that that's what we're here to do.
Definitely it is to be enjoyed, and I was looking, it was something about, I had one other thing to say that you hit on that note, and especially for you Leos out there, you know, when Mars is moving in Leo, you know, we have a need to be active and on the go every day. We got some energy, okay? When we have to sit still for 30 minutes, it's a problem. And you have a deep need to, do production. And if you're not producing anything, it is your tendency, our tendency, to think that it's worthless. I'm going to say your tendency because I don't use that word worthless, but I just want to put it out there. But I just want to say, as Tiffany say, take out the time, be careful, rest, and take a day and chill. No matter what, it's hard to do, and especially if you have a lot of energy and you have, you know, things that are mapped out there. But sometimes you have to look at that stuff and sit down and cross your legs and say, you know what, I'm just going to sit here all day and stare at this ceiling. I'm not talking to anybody. I'm not answering the phone. I'm going to go find me an oak tree to sit up under and stare at the sky. When I do my workshops on purpose, I do homework, and that is part of my curriculum. They tell you to take 20 to 30 minutes and just go sit and stare at the sky. Come back and tell me what you came up with. Okay, that's homework. So when persons that are extremely busy, they're extremely productive, they don't know how to chill out, try it. It's going to work for you. And on that note, Tiffany Whip and I, I'm going to tell you to have a great evening. Go make you a smoothie, and I will talk with you later on. We love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you. Have a good one. Thank you.
Thank you. Mindful Monday, listeners. Be mindful out there.
You control what you do.
Yeah.